Well, a pleasant hello to you, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host for this musical variety hour featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. There's no theme to today's program, it's just a musical potpourri. Records I found on the shelf that looked interesting, and we'll hear everything from dance bands to vocalists to Hawaiian music to Middle Eastern music, and if we can believe the label, even a bit of ancient Greek music. So I hope you'll stick around. I think we're going to have fun. We'll go ahead and start off with Howard Lannan and his Benjamin Franklin Hotel Orchestra, good solid dance band of the mid-1920s. Howard Lannan had been born in 1897 in Philadelphia. He had famous band-leading brothers, Lester Lannan and Sam Lannan. Howard Lannan's orchestra didn't make too many recordings, but they made a handful for Victor and Columbia. I believe this next session was actually directed by brother Sam Lannan. The song was written by Sidney Clare and James V. Monaco. It's called When Eyes of Blue Are Fooling You. This was recorded for Victor in Camden, New Jersey on June 26, 1925, Victor 19711. After that, we'll hear from the crooning troubadour, Newark, New Jersey-born Nick Lucas, an early Electric Brunswick record he made in June of 1925, still fairly early in Nick Lucas's professional career. It's a song he wrote himself called I Might Have Known, Brunswick 2940. This sounds a little tubby because of Brunswick's primitive recording process, but it's still worth listening to. And we'll finish up the set with Percival Mackey's band, a British Columbia record, 4174, made in London, November 10th, 1926, an instrumental version of a great tune by Walter Donaldson called What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry? And there's a really nice piano solo on this from Percival Mackey himself. So let's start the show now with Howard Lannan and his Benjamin Franklin Hotel Orchestra. Thank you.
left all alone, because the love that you've shown has proved untrue. Though we're apart, I'll hold you deep in my heart. Those little love dreams that I've been sharing seem to cry a teardrop that start. Time after time, I wish that you could be mine. But fate has been so unkind, that's why I'm lonely. Still someday I may forget we ever met. And though I'm alone, I might have known.
Thank you.
really a lovely and often overlooked song. What can I say after I say I'm sorry? I first recall hearing that on a record by Gene Goldkett's orchestra, and I was delighted recently to come across this version by Percival Mackey's band, which in some ways I think I like even better, especially with that nice piano solo in there. That's a Columbia recording made in London in November of 1926. Before that, from June of 1925, we heard Nick Lucas, the crooning troubadour, and a song he wrote called I Might Have Known, a Brunswick record. And we started the set also in June of 1925 with Howard Lannan and his Benjamin Franklin Hotel Orchestra, Victor 19711, When Eyes of Blue Are Fooling You. I just love it when those bands of the 1920s and 30s have descriptive or colorful titles. Instead of just Howard Lannan's orchestra, we have Howard Lannan and his Benjamin Franklin Hotel Orchestra, which I think just gives it a bit more character, a bit more personality. Well, this next record I have for you is quite unusual. It was recorded in Victor's church studio in Camden, New Jersey, on July 11th, 1927. This is the Palestrina Choir, conducted by Nicola A. Montani, and the piece is Hymn to Apollo, and in parentheses it says Ancient Greek. Now that's interesting to me because typically in Western art music, we're taught that the first system for writing music somewhat reliably originated in the 8th and 9th centuries. So how did music from ancient Greece survive? I think through the years, several scholars, several musicians have tried to decipher what they think are musical texts from ancient Greece, though I don't know if it's ever truly been done reliably. In any case, somebody thought they had figured this one out. I don't know how true it is to the way it would have been sung in ancient Greece. The arranger here is Theodore Reinach. The translator, the text is in English, is C.F. Abdi Williams. We'll also hear Clement Barone playing the flute, and the choir contains 14 sopranos, 11 altos, 10 tenors, and 11 basses. A big group. That information comes from the Victor Ledgers, which is now freely available online thanks to the University of California at Santa Barbara. But let's go ahead and have a listen to the record. Here's Hymn to Apollo, sung by the Palestrina Choir, Victor 20896.
Oh!
Well, what do you think? A bit strange, says I, and perhaps a touch rough around the edges, too. But surprisingly, that record stayed in the Victor catalog for nearly 20 years, all the way up until 1944, and it was even reissued as part of Victor's 24,000 series in the mid-1930s in a dubbed master, but mine's an original, Victor 20896, the Palestrina Choir singing Hymn to Apollo in 1927. Well, who can listen to ancient Greek music without being reminded of Hawaiian music? So let's head over to Hawaii for several selections, starting with Johnny Noble and his Hawaiian music. This is a Brunswick record, 4577, and for years after acquiring this, I assumed it had been recorded in Los Angeles, because the matrix is LAE121. Now, on Brunswick records, normally a matrix with the prefix LAE would indicate a recording made in Los Angeles. As it turns out, though, in early 1928, from their Los Angeles facility, the Brunswick Company sent a portable recording unit all the way out to Hawaii, where they conducted several recording sessions in February and March of 1928, and this record is from those sessions, so this was recorded in Honolulu. Johnny Noble and his Hawaiian music feature, in this case, Dave Burrows playing the great steel guitar solo that you'll hear. The song is Yellow Dog Blues, He's Gone Where the Southern Crosses the Yellow Dog by W.C. Handy. We heard another version of this not too long back here on the Shellac Stack. After Johnny Noble, we'll turn to the South Sea Serenaders, a recording made, I think, in New York in January of 1930. Champion 15919 is the record label and number. The song, a Tin Pan Alley tune, is Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, but it's got a nice little Hawaiian treatment to it. I don't know who the vocalist is on this record, but he's not bad. And we'll finish off the set with George Kainapau and his Pagans, a Bell record made probably to sell to tourists coming to Hawaii in the late 1940s, but it's still so, so nice. The song is Kolopa, Bell record number LKS109. So, if you've got your leis ready, we'll head over to Hawaii, starting with Johnny Noble and his Hawaiian music, Honolulu, 1928. Thank you.
pretend I'm gay. I never feel that way. I'm only painting the flowers with sunshine. When I hold back a tear to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blue, beautiful you, colored with gold and all rose. Playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look right, they'll all turn out alright if I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
Some days I think the world would be a much kinder, happier place if we all listened to more Hawaiian music, especially when it sounds as good as that. That was George Kainapau and his Pagans, a Bell record recorded in Hawaii in the late 1940s, I suspect. Kalopa was the tune. Before that, the South Sea Serenaders, about whom I suspect none had ever been to the South Seas, but hey, maybe they had. That was probably recorded in New York City on January 20th, 1930, a champion record of painting the clouds with sunshine. and we started off our little Hawaiian music set in Honolulu in 1928 with Johnny Noble and his Hawaiian Music, a Brunswick record of Yellow Dog Blues. Well, we're going to do a bit more traveling now. From Hawaii, we're going to once again traverse the globe, this time landing in Egypt, for both sides of a record on the Alamfon label by Professor Mohammed Abdel Wahab. He had been born in Cairo in 1902, started his recording career as a teenager in the 19-teens. He started appearing in films in the late 20s and on into the 1930s and 40s, got a little bit of criticism for incorporating too many Western influences like waltz rhythms and in the 1950s even some rock and roll rhythms. But I think this next piece that we'll hear doesn't have too much of that, at least not obviously. I can't tell you the title of this because I can't read Arabic. I'll post the label and perhaps somebody listening can decipher it for me. I'm assuming that both sides of this record constitute the two parts of a two-sided selection because I can see that the writing is pretty much the same on both sides of the record. I just can't read it. So if you read Arabic, be sure to check out my website, shellacstack.com. And perhaps you can look at the label and tell me something about it. In the meantime, I hope you'll enjoy this. A little change of pace. A very elegant sound to this. Alamfon Record 5090. Here's Professor Mohammed Abdel Wahab.
وحني قلبي طوعته beautiful Nani. وحني قلبي فوته ورحت بايت ايدي وكان سلام التلاقي كان سلام التلاقي أصبح سلام الوداع أصبح سلام الوداع
One of these days, I really should get around to pulling out more of my 78s that feature music from outside the Western tradition. There's so much really remarkable music out there. I wish I knew more about it, but we can certainly listen to some of it, and I've got a lot more records like that. We'll do a whole Shellac Stack program of those sometime. In the meantime, that was Professor Mohammed Abdul Wahab, a really haunting-sounding record on the Alamfon label, number A5090. If I had to guess, just based on the manufacture of the record, that's probably from the late 1940s or early 1950s, and I suspect this particular record was pressed up here in the United States, probably for the Egyptian diasporic community here. It's got a lovely label, which you'll see on the website. Really nice record. Well, we're going to change pace again, dramatically. We're going to hear some early ragtime recordings now, starting with the Columbia Orchestra, and a selection by Isidore Heidenreich, about whom I could find absolutely nothing. Whether Isidore was a real person or a pseudonym, I don't know. There's only a couple of selections credited to Isidore Heidenreich. This one, another one called The College Two-Step, another one called Ragtime Wriggles. In any case, the record we're going to hear is Winona, an intermezzo two-step, bearing the subtitle of A Wigwam Wooing. This was recorded in New York in probably September of 1903. It's the Columbia Orchestra on Columbia record number A163. After that, we'll hear a one-sided Victor record sung by the Peerless Quartet, Victor 5787, recorded in Camden, New Jersey on June 20th, 1910. The song is called That Fussy Rag. And we'll finish off the set with Prince's Band, a recording of a rag by Charles Hunter that dates from 1899. This one's a lot of fun to play on the piano. Charles Hunter, incidentally, was a blind pianist who came from Tennessee, and he wrote one called Tickled to Death, which is what we'll hear. Columbia A972, this recorded in New York, December 27th, 1910. So all three of these come from well over 100 years ago, starting with the Columbia Orchestra and Winona, intermezzo two-step. Thank you.
Dixie-ray. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, listen to that joyful day. Bum, bum. Oh, baby, that's a soulful ray. That bum, bum, buddy, bum, fussy ray. Bum, bum. Just snuggle up into my arm. Bum, 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 bum. Don't be a scared, there ain't no harm. Oh, say, oh, my babe. Come try a loving friend, just one more reggae dance, crank up some music for that fussy ray.
Oh, listen,
babe,
oh, listen,
babe,
oh, babe,
oh, listen, babe, just hear the music play. I could dance all day, dance that fussy ray. Bum, 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 oh, listen to that fussy ray. Bum, 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 oh, listen to that joyful jang.
Oh, babe,
oh, my babe. Come try a loving friend, spill some more reggae dance, crank up the music for that fussy ray.
Thank you.
Lively stuff from Prince's band in 1910, a rag that goes back yet 11 years earlier to 1899. That's called Tickled to Death by Charles Hunter. Before that, also from 1910, we heard the Peerless Quartet sing That Fussy Rag, and we started the set all the way back in 1903 with the Columbia Orchestra Winona Intermezzo Two-Step, or, if you prefer, a wigwam wooing. Let's continue now with a pair of dance bands recorded in 1927. First up, from June of 1927, a New York recording featuring Leroy Montesanto singing Pearly with Mike Rigi's orchestra. That's spelled R-I-G-G-I. This is a Cameo record number 1176. We'll follow that with the DeBroy Summers Band, recorded in London, September 2nd, 1927, for Columbia Records. The song is called I'm Going Back to Himazaz. It was written by Fred Austin, who's also the vocalist on this record, Columbia 4506. When I first got this, I was curious, where is Himazaz? I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't quite make out all of the lyrics that are being sung on this record, so I tried looking it up, wasn't having too much luck online finding Himazaz. All I would find were allusions to this particular song. Eventually, I did find the sheet music for it, though, and here's the way the verse starts out. You won't hear this on the record, but it says, out in Pennsyltucky where the pencils grow, there's a little old village where I want to go. It's a place, no doubt, you've never heard about. Tisn't on the map that I'm aware. It's a pretty spot, they call it Himazaz, nestling itself among the hills. There I learned my prayer, there I learned to swear, there I took my first two Beecham's pills, so... And then it goes into the chorus, which you will hear on this record. So I'll let the singer, Fred Austin, a.k.a. the composer for this record, fill you in on just where Himazaz is. But first, Mike Rigi's orchestra, here's Pearly.
Oh, love. I'm going back to him as never again to roam. I'm jogging along and humming a song, a day's much nearer home. There's a cottage so neat at the top of a street, and it's number 94. So I'm going back to Himmelsass, the pub next door.
Did you figure it out? The last line kind of gives it away. Time, gentlemen, please. Last orders. And maybe you caught earlier in the song a reference to the line, Himmelsass, the pub next door. Ah, that explains why I couldn't find it in Google. It was just a pub, and I don't even know if it really existed. I suspect not. Anyway, that song is called I'm Going Back to Himmelsass, written and sung for you by Fred Austin with the Debroy Summers Band, recorded in London in 1927. Before that, from that same year, we heard Leroy Montesanto sing Pearly with Mike Rigi and his orchestra, a cameo record. We have time for one last record on today's Shellac Stack program, and it's going to be from Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. This is a recording made in New York on November 26th, 1929 for OK Records. My pressing of this comes from England. It's on the Parlophone label, R607. It's a beautiful rendition of a tune that goes back about another 10 years before Louis Armstrong recorded it. It's called After You've Gone.
Thank you. gone and left my babe after you gone. That's no, not yet, baby. You feel blue or you feel sad, Mr. Davis. But the best or the best, not a memory. There comes time, you ready. There comes a time, I bet it. Baby, baby, see what you do when my love, you all drive me to the babe. After you gone, babe, after you gone away.
Hardly believe it, but the clock on the wall says that's all the time we have for this edition of the Shellac Stack. We closed with Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, a recording from November of 1929, After You've Gone. As always, I'd like to thank you very much for tuning in and listening to these old 78s with me here on the Shellac Stack. I hope you enjoyed the program. I hope you found something that you liked, and if you did, I hope you might tell a friend so that they can join us on future editions of the Shellac Stack. Until next time, take care. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.